this Friday as well. So we'll be celebrating with Mike this Friday. Let's go to the Revolution Hotline and talk to former Razorback head coach and at one period former Razorback assistant, John L. Smith. Coach, how you doing?
Justin, I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're awesome. I appreciate you making time for us. I know it's a busy week as you prepare to start the season at Fort Lewis College now in Durango, California. I was just correcting my boy here who says
Colorado.
Durango, Colorado. Sorry, he was calling it Durango, but I was trying to help him out. So no, you're enjoying those mountains, I assume, right?
What's that?
You're enjoying the mountains.
Oh, the mountains are gorgeous, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we spent all summer. This is the first summer we've ever really been in Colorado, and boy, I tell you what, it reminds you a lot of Switzerland, Europe, the Alps, over in that area. It's just gorgeous around here because right on the backside of a mountain is another mountain. It's amazing. So we loved it.
Well, that's good. So tell me, I guess you guys came to terms in January. Tell me how that came about for you to end up out there as the head coach. And I know they were thrilled to have you. I read some comments from the athletic director, and they were very excited to be able to retain your services.
They had expressed a concern, you know, and the biggest thing about me coming here was our president here is Dean K. Thomas, who she was my dean when I was at the University of Idaho. And we worked very closely together on all of our student-athletes. She was outstanding. I mean, she takes a special interest in every kid that she has. And then that being the case, that we've known each other for 25 years and that we've had a close working relationship, and then knowing that she was the president, and then the athletic director here as well was my first athletic director at the University of Idaho, Gary Hunter. So he's here as the AD as well.
Okay.
And then those two, you know, made a call, and we came out and took a look and said, wow, what a gorgeous place this is, and it might be a good fit and a good people to go to work for and with. So that was the primary reason, and then once you come here, it's a beautiful place, and we have a lot to do to get it going the way we would like it going, but, you know, that's a good thing. You have a lot of work to do.
Coach, you've had a wild couple of years, and I think I read some comments from you that landing there is coaching for all the right reasons. Can you talk about you know, your mentality and obviously what the last, you know, 12, 18 months have been like for you?
Well, it was very hectic the last, 12 to 18. You leave Arkansas, you go to Weber State, and then all of a sudden the things happen at Arkansas that happened, and then they bring you back on an eight-month contract, which we knew we were going to be out of there again. And so it was very, very hectic, without a doubt. But again, now once you're out here and you say, okay, gosh, the kids are awesome. They're tremendous to be around, you know, because not everybody, they all have to pay for their own schooling. They all have to work extra jobs. They're on work study. They're on financial aid. So they're playing football for the right reasons. It's just the love of the game. You know, it's not like they're all getting full scholarships and they're wanting to get to the NFL. You know, they want to get an education. They want to play the game. They want to have some fun. So that's refreshing to go back to that and be around that, because that was actually, you know, how I went to school. So it's a lot of fun being around the guys. They don't question you. They want to work hard and do everything you ask.
This is a Division II school, correct?
Correct.
Well, what's your schedule like? Talk to me about some of the schools you'll play.
Well, we will open with Southern Utah, that is Division I school. They're a FCS school. And then after that, we'll end up playing basically Division II schools from there on out. We'll have Oklahoma Baptist, and then we go into league, which most of our league is in the state of Colorado. You know, we have Mines, which is in Denver, and then Mesa, and then Pueblo, and then Alamosa. So a lot of them are in Colorado, so, you know, you get to know those sister kind of brother-sister schools, whatever you want to call them in the state. Now, we do end up taking a long trip. We have Black Hills State, which is up in the Dakotas, and then we have Chadron State as well. Those are probably the furthest away for us. We also have two New Mexico schools. We have New Mexico Highlands and then Western New Mexico, so that kind of makes up the league, and it's a good league. It's a great Division II league, and so it's a lot of travel by bus, but, you know, it's going to be fun.
Coach, you have been John L. Smith joining us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. If you're just tuning in, you've been through a lot of different experiences as an assistant and as a head coach. And I've talked to, you know, Coach Petrino, Paul. I saw him at Sunbelt Media Days and certainly saw Bobby there as well with Western Kentucky. But right. For you personally, what kinds of things did you learn going through that process? And you talked about what a whirlwind it was, and I think for the fans it was a similar situation. It was a tough deal for everybody, but anything you took away from there that you find to be a positive going forward?
Oh, I think everything is positive. I try not to look at it as negative by any means, you know. And we knew going in that you were coming in there and just trying to keep the ship upright at that point, because losing Bobby was a, you know, that was a tragedy for not only the players but the coaches that had just come on board since I had left. And anyway, you know, it was just one of those things that you go into and say, okay, we're going to make the most of this, because you can't turn your back on these kids, this program that you've been a part of, you know, for the last 3 years. So you go in there with your eyes wide open and knowing that hey, we're going to try to do the best we can do here and keep the ship going in the right direction. And then we knew, of course, that, you know, Jeff was going to go out and find somebody else to come in and take the reins and go from there. So, You know, it was a positive. Anytime you're back with your kids, kids that you love, that you've been with for 3 years, it was a positive. So we don't look at that as a negative. And now we're out here and we look at this as a positive.
Without a doubt. Well, you certainly touched a lot of lives when you're at Arkansas from a player's, you know, standpoint, guys that have gone on now to the NFL. And great to see some of your former players, Nile Davis, Greg, getting opportunities and certainly had, you know, good fall camps and are going to hopefully contribute to NFL teams this year. Tyler Wilson's a little bit of a, I guess, confounding situation for those of us here in the state who watched his progression through his college career. How surprised are you at his inability to make the active roster, at least at this point in Oakland?
Well, you know what, gosh, there's people don't realize that there are so very, very few that can go on to the NFL, and the numbers are just, you know, it's amazing that there's just not that many players out there that have jobs. That's the way it is. Now, in Tyler going there, you know, my belief has always been this about the NFL, you know, 75-80% of it is being the right place at the right time and your timing. You know, if you hit the right club that all of a sudden needs somebody at your position, you end up making it. And I look back over my 40 years of coaching, and there are guys out there that are had played for a number of years that you look at and you say, gosh, I never would have expected that, but he hit the right club at the right time, and they needed him, and then he ended up playing. So I think that's a lot of them. You know, I think Tyler hopefully will continue on and maybe get another shot somewhere, and we'll just have to wait and see. But it's a tough business. You know, you get in that NFL, and it's a little bit cutthroat, and you just got to hit the right place at the right time.
John O. Smith joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Coach, you don't seem like a guy that deals a lot of time, you know, sitting there and thinking about any regrets you might have. But I would ask,
no.
I guess, you talked about going in with your eyes wide open to the Arkansas situation last year.
Right.
Knowing what you know now, anything that would have or could have been done differently? I mean, there's always things you can't predict, like Tyler's injury, things like that. But anything you would have done if you could go back in time and do differently?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think if you went through day-to-day activities, you'd do things differently. But, you know, in the big decisions of going back there and what we tried to keep going, and then, you know, with Jeff Long and the people there, I mean, it was one of those things. They were up front from the very beginning, so you don't want to take a look at that. You know, you can't say anything negative about that because they gave you an opportunity, and you know what it was coming in. So, yeah, I guess day-to-day activities, you do some things maybe a little bit differently. But, no, I look back and say we tried to do the very best we could, and everybody that was there did. And, you know, the kids and the injuries and the way the season ended up wasn't what we all thought it would be.
That's right. I assume when you, like you said, you've been doing this for 40 years. I mean, when you've been around as much as you've been around, I assume that every school you stop at along the way still holds a place in your heart.
Exactly.
You still stay connected in some ways, and I'm sure you saw that Arkansas obviously got off to a good start last weekend as you guys were off. So you had
exactly. And they're, I will say this, you know, they're the best fans in the world there. Wow. You got to love them. Even those that yell at you.
You're going to get that everywhere. Hey, you know what? I'm going to guess you get some of that at Fort
really
Lewis
care.
College.
What's
You're going to get some of that where you are now, too, Coach.
Well,
I mean, you always get that, right?
That's exactly right. That's part of the business.
Hey, fans and in sports talk guys, we all think we know everything, so that's part of the deal, I guess. But coach is coach, and we yammer, so that's part of the deal.
That's right.
So, what's your pitch? I know you didn't get a lot of time on the recruiting trail, but when you're bringing a kid into Fort Lewis College, what's your pitch to a prospective student athlete?
Well, again, it's education, number one. You have to try to sell the education, make sure you have a match for that young man, to try and make sure that, you know, you have and can get him the degree he's looking for. So it starts there. And then from there, you try to sell the positive things. We try to sell the locale. We try to sell the mountains. We try to sell the ski area, the river, the rafting, all of the outdoor activities. It's a gorgeous place. I mean, we sit up on a bluff that overlooks the city and the mountains, and every day it's like you've gone to heaven. You just walk out and the mountains are there and it's great weather. So we try to sell all of those things, and then we try to sell ourselves that we're going to go ahead and, as a program, get this thing turned around. Sell our president, sell our AD, and sell the fact that they're going to put forth an effort and make give you the opportunity to turn it around and get it going here. So that's all of the things that we try to sell. Come up with matches that the young man is looking for, and try to twist his arm, tell him, hey, this is a good place, get here.
One last thing I want to ask you about a couple of your former colleagues. And Paul, I had a chance to talk to you, like I said, at Sunbelt Media Days. They're going to be part of that conference going forward. He's got a lot of work to do, I know, there. You've been before. Is that a place you think that they can get back to where they once were with the good years?
Well, you know, I don't know, and I'm going to be honest with you on this, and I've been honest with the fans up there, and sometimes they criticize me, but I'm not so darn sure. I almost think the best thing for them to do is go back to FCS, go back to the Big Sky Conference, go back to playing the rival teams that are up there, the Eastern Washington, the Montana, the Montana State, you know, the Weber States, all of those teams that you have a great history with. So the fans up there don't want to hear that, the Idaho fans, but I think that might be the best option for them. Now, this year, they're going to struggle a little bit, but next year, they have to play this year as an independent. Then next year, they'll go into the Sun Belt Conference and, I guess, you know, have a full schedule. So that's a tough league. People are far away from you. So I don't know how it's going to work out. I hope the very best for them, of course, but, you know, I just don't know if that's a great fit for them or for the Sun Belt, and you just have to wait and see.
And for Bobby, I think all of us are assuming it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when he ends up back at a major program.
Right.
Already off to a great start at Western Kentucky. I'm assuming that you feel the same way.
Boy, I tell you what, I was able to see part of that game the other night. That's the one I wanted to tune into, I guess. And, you know, we got the Blue Bellies there again, and that's always good when you can beat Kentucky.
Yeah.
So that was a great outing.
No doubt. Well, Coach, we appreciate the time. I'm actually going to be up in Denver this weekend with Central Arkansas playing against, or in Boulder, rather, against the Buffalo. So looking forward to coming to Colorado. Looking forward
to seeing you. Well, get out here. You'll love it. It's a beautiful place and a great place to come visit, vacation, or even stay.
Coach, I know it wasn't the season everybody hoped for last year, but I will tell you this. I think everybody here appreciates the work you did while you were here last year, and I think everybody still has fond memories of you, and we wish you lots of luck this year.
Well, I appreciate it. Justin, you take care.
All right, take care, Coach. Thanks.
Okay, bye-bye.
That's John L. Smith. Let's talk about one of the stand-up guys in college football. Did not have to do that, didn't have to make time. And a lot of these coaches have, you know, basically been, look, when I was at Sun Belt Media Days, they basically said, look, they don't want to talk about Arkansas. They don't want to talk about their programs. I mean, look, he'll go anywhere.
The past is the past.
That's it. I love the fact that he's willing to talk about it. And, again, I love the fact, look, this guy's been through, I mean, a very public bankruptcy, a very public failure last year at Arkansas. Stand-up guy. I mean, I really appreciate the fact that he made time today. I think it's an interesting story. And, I mean, he's about as likable a guy as you're ever going to come across.
Agreed.
Speaking of likable guys, we're going to talk to Barrett Salee of BleacherReport.com coming up in just a moment. So he's going to join us. We'll talk some SEC football with him. It's Matt Stell, Justin Akre, and we are hanging out at Arkansas Men's Clinic right here in Little Rock with Greg, who is working on some great questions for Barrett, aren't you?
Absolutely.
You have some good stuff for him?
Absolutely.
Okay, because I have nothing. Anyway, we look forward to visit with Greg again before we get out of here. You're going to play birthday trivia. We're going to put you on the spot. You seem to have all the answers, my man. We'll just see about that.
We'll see.
We'll see about that.
All right.
As we take our time out, let me tell you what's happening at my friends at Landers. I think I've told you before, that is the place to be if you're looking for deals. And most people are.